Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. According to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, Casey Tibbs is to rodeo what Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig are to baseball and Jack Dempsey and Muhammad Ali are to boxing. Between 1949 and 1955, the South Dakota native won a total of 6 PRCA saddle bronc riding championships, a record still unchallenged, plus 2 all-around cowboy championships and 1 bareback riding championship. During his rodeo heyday, he was featured on the cover of Life magazine and appeared on the television program This Is Your Life. Following his successful rodeo career, Casey Tibbs worked in television and movies as an actor, a stuntman, and wrangler. Casey Tibbs' personal journals recently were discovered in a dusty, forgotten box in a California storage shed, and they revealed details of what life was like for the rodeo star. The journals, along with photographs and other items in the box, are now at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center in Pierre. And the center's director, Cindy Bahi, joins us on the line. And Cindy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
When did you first find out about the existence of this box of Casey Tibbs' personal journals and photographs and other things?
Oh, late last fall I had a phone call from a woman in California right out of the blue, and she asked me if I'd be remotely interested in the photos and the journals, and I truly started laughing because I thought, are you kidding me? Of course I would be.
Did you have any idea what exactly was in the box when you got that phone call?
I didn't. She didn't mention the journals, and the journals to me are the most intriguing of everything that's in there. There's all kinds of 8x10 glossies of different photos of actors and actresses that Casey was with. There's pictures of him with bikini-clad women at car shows, and he's signing autographs at Mount Sinai Hospital in California. So, but yeah, the journals are very interesting to read.
This must have been a wonderful experience for you when you got the box and you first opened it up and saw what was in there.
It was. Casey had written on the fine onion skin paper with a black ribbon typewriter, which for anybody that remembers those, correcting a mistake or a misspelling was a huge chore, and so there are some mistakes in the actual journals that he wrote. And the lingo from way back then in the 40s and 50s is quite a bit different than the language that we use today. We reproduce those in a larger font so it's easier for people to see, and we kept them as they were with all the different language things in there to preserve their authenticity.
Do you know how this box ended up with this woman in California?
Yeah, she was one of Casey's best friends in Ramona, California, and she is now 98 years old and wanted to send them somewhere where they would be well taken care of, and luckily she chose us, and we are absolutely thrilled to have them.
Now the journals, you said they're from the 40s and 50s, so this is really the time when he was getting started. He was a young man getting started in rodeo and then on with his great success?
Actually, there's 3 different stories. One is on a poker game. One is home, a story about life on the range, which reflects back to the 1920s and 1930s. So he's, you know, thinking back and recording some of these interesting stories. And then there's another one about when he got married to a South Dakota rodeo queen.
And that was Cleo Ann Harrington?
Correct. Uh-huh.
What does he say about that experience of falling in love with his future wife?
He was quite candid, was very honest in writing these out. He said he basically fell in love with a rodeo queen at every rodeo he went to. He always made plays on girls, but never wasted any money on phone calls or stamps until he met Cleo Harrington. She ended up being a strong Catholic, and Casey wrote in there that he had never saw the inside of a church except to attend a wedding or a funeral. So they certainly came from rodeo backgrounds, but 2 different walks of life.
And you mentioned one of the journals he writes about a tense poker game. What can you tell us about that experience, about what he's writing about?
It's pretty complex to explain, but back then, poker games, they would just break out on sitting on a couple of bales of hay, and the whiskey would be pouring, and more guys would get involved, and guns would, you know, start appearing, and it's just a different way of life that it depicts. That's pretty interesting. The one on the Home on the Range is by far, it's the longest journal that we have, and there are several stories in that that are just wonderful.
Can you share at least part of one, or at least give us an idea of what he was writing about?
Sure. He talked about life on the range was really difficult. Casey lived in a very poor family in kind of a shack of a house way northwest of Fort Pierre, South Dakota. And once his grandparents were battling a prairie fire and trying to save some of their horses, and Casey's grandparents were burned to death on the prairie, and his uncle was also burned severely, but he lived, and they packed him in a well full of mud to try and keep the burns down and keep him out of pain, because there were no pain medications back then other than maybe some whiskey or rye. He ended up dying a few days later.
In reading these journals from Casey Tibbs, for you as the director of the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center, did they give you a new understanding or a new insight into Casey Tibbs?
They really did, especially his younger days growing up on the prairie. He talks about Casey loved life. He's full of life, you know, and was experiencing a lot of things that most people wouldn't even experience as adults. You know, he did as a child. For instance, after a rain, the Cheyenne River was so swollen, he would find cats on sandbars. And when he refers to cats, that would be bobcats. And he found one that was over 26 pounds. He tied a rope in his mouth and swam him across the channels. I mean, how many people do that? Yeah.
Now these journals, are they available for people to read? Are they on exhibit at the center?
Yes, they're on exhibit as well as the photos. We have them on our main floor. The Rodeo Center is two levels, and we have them on our first level. And we are open Tuesday through Sunday currently. We'll be open 7 days a week after Memorial Weekend.
Now, you mentioned we've been talking about some of the photographs as well. You talked about a few of those. Any particular favorites among the photographs in that box you got from the woman in California?
Probably the one I like the best is a photo where he's autographing a picture for a young boy, and he's with singer-actress Dale Evans, and the young boy is lying in an iron lung.
Mm-hmm. That really gives you a picture of the time period.
Right. And that just, Casey loved kids. He, you know, if he spent any amount of time with anybody, it would be kids. He took a lot of time out to spend time with them, sign autographs, pull them up on his horse and ride them around. And that was just kind of proof in the pudding, so to speak.
Now, you also received photographs from another donor, and one that people might be interested in is one of Casey Tibbs buying his famous purple Cadillac.
It is, right. And that was up at a car dealership in Mobridge. Those just happened to come upon us in the last month, too, and they donated those photographs, which is just wonderful. I mean, it shows a very thin Casey getting the keys to his one of his purple Cadillacs, and I'm not really sure what happened that particular weekend, but they ended up totaling the Cadillac out.
It sounds like there's that the center is always finding things like this, Casey Tibbs memorabilia, or is it just you happened to find some very special things over the past few months here?
Just over the past few months, she found us on the internet. We have our website, CaseyTibbs.com, and fortunately, she, you know, that prompted her to call us, which is great. A lot of the memorabilia was either lost. Some of it was given to pay off gambling debts. Casey liked to gamble, and a lot of his saddles that used to be in the area are gone, or He gave a lot of things away, so it's really tough to find new things. So this was just an absolute treasure.
So it's just really exciting when these things find their home there in Fort Pier.
Exactly. There's on the journals about he writes about several wild experiences and breaking horses, and I mean at it. Age 10, it's pretty amazing what he could do back then, and it doesn't surprise me after you read that how successful he became in the rodeo circuit.
For you, Cindy Bahi, you know, being among all these things, working at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center, what is it that, for people that have no idea or know very little about Casey Tibbs, what is it about him that makes him something special, even beyond just his championships?
I think, you know, like you said in the preview, he's a 9-time world champ. Nobody has tied that record up to the present time. And the Rodeo Center honors Casey, but we also have, you know, South Dakota's huge for bronc riders, and we have 19 other world champions that are highlighted in here. With we've got interactive kiosks and interviews with all those bronc riders, so it's pretty amazing to see that.
What is it about South Dakota, maybe there's no answer to this, that has produced so many championship bronc riders?
We're just tough. I'm not sure. I really don't know, but we just seem to, you know, have more and more every single year. Last year we honored the 5-time world champ Billy Etbauer and placed a large bronze statue outside the Rodeo Center. So we do have a new sculpture garden here, and we will be honoring 2 more bronc riders in the future.
Well, as long as we're talking about some of the things happening at the Casey Tibbs South Dakota Rodeo Center, before I let you go here, maybe you can give people an idea of some of the highlights coming up here at the center once we start getting into spring and summer. I know there's the Match of Champions that's coming up.
Right. We have a Match of Champions every year. This year is our 21st annual one, and it will be held Saturday, May 31st. At 7 o'clock, there's a steak fry prior to that down at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo down at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in Fort Pierre.
All right. Well, Cindy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Okay, thank you.
That's Cindy Bahi. She's the director of the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center in Fort Pierre, and the center recently received some of Casey Tibbs' long-lost personal journals and photographs, and they're on display at the center there in Fort Pierre.